Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Library Board's book policy continues to spark debate in Gillette. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Campbell County Public Library Board's decision to keep certain books in the adults section continues to spark debate. The Gillette News Record reported, at the latest board meeting, former Yes House Director Sherry England criticized the move, arguing that access to sex education materials can help prevent child abuse. She stated statistics showing 95% of abuse cases are preventable through education. Others, like board member Sage Bear, defended the decision, saying children should be protected from explicit content. Resident Loretta Grove added that stopping abuse starts with adult intervention, not books. The debate highlights ongoing divisions over what materials should be available to minors at the library. A list of 29 titles reviewed by the library, as well as whether they were moved, is on the library's website. Wyoming lawmakers debate property tax cuts and long-term impact. Wyoming lawmakers continue to wrestle with property tax relief, balancing short-term cuts with long-term financial stability. According to Cowboy State Daily, Representative J.D. Williams of Lusk warned that drastic cuts could jeopardize funding for schools, hospitals, and local services, calling backfill solutions unsustainable. He argues that while the relief is needed, some lawmakers are prioritizing elections over future generations. Meanwhile, Representative Bill Allemand of the Freedom Caucus supports deeper tax reform, including basing property taxes on a home's purchase price and cutting state funding. He criticizes the state's large saving deposits while taxes remain high. The debate highlights Wyoming's ongoing challenge, reducing tax burdens while maintaining essential services and financial reserves for the future. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.